high school when we first met. We make out in your Mustang to Radiohead. And on my 18th birthday, we got matching tattoos. Used to steal your parents' liquor and climb to the roof. Talk about a future like we had a clue. Never planned that one day I'd be losing you.
Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op, 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 op. Oppa Gangnam Style.
보이지만 볼 땐 노는 여자. 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자. 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자. 그런 감각적인 여자. 나는 선어해. 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선어해. 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해. 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선어해. 그런 선어해.
오빤 강남스타일 강남스타일 오빤 강남스타일 강남스타일 오빤 강남스타일
에이 섹시 레이디
오빤 강남스타일
에이 섹시 레이디
나는 놈 baby baby 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈 뛰는 놈 그 위에 나는 놈 baby baby 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈
You know what I'm saying
오빤 강남 스타일
Hey sexy lady
오빤 강남 스타일
Hey sexy lady
오빤 강남 스타일
Ayo, never let go of me.
Yeah.
Hold tight, it's gonna get hard to breathe.
Hold tight, baby.
And I will never let you drown,
never.
Even if we're going down. Ayo, never let go of me.
Loose lips sink ships, that's what someone told me. But this boat will stay afloat as long as you hold me. We've been through rough water, and at times it was tougher. But the fact I came back to remind you I love you. And if that's not enough, well I can one up you. I pinky promise, touch thumbs, I never make you suffer. And all I ask in return is some reciprocation. I'll be your oxygen when you're running out of patience. So take a deep breath and hold it tight. My heart is yours, just reassure me that you hold it right. Don't be offended, I'm just the cautious type to always be around and hold you down and never underlie.
Ayo, never let go of me.
Never let go.
Hold tight, it's gonna get hard to breathe.
Hold tight, baby, hold tight.
And I will never let you down, even if we're going down.
Going down. Receive it. If it washes up at your feet, then open it and read it. To whom it may concern, insert your name here. It's destiny that we were both born in the same year. 3 months apart, but on the same sphere. Staring at the sun, inhaling the same air. This type of love we got, to never get it. I'll be the Leo DiCaprio to your Kate Winslet. Sometimes I panic, but I never take you for granted. I hold you till my lips turn blue like Jack and Titanic. And if I lose my grip, then just promise me this. You'll keep my love in the locket and always rock it like
Ayo, never let go of me.
Never let go, never let go.
Hold tight, it's gonna get hard to breathe.
Hold tight, mama, hold tight.
And I will never let you drown.
Nah. Times when like you find it hard to hold on to something that was never meant to be held on to. So you let it go. If it comes back, it was meant to be. If not, just let it be.
Shorty got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met her backstage at the stage at the concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game was awesome. Tell by aura, she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I could tell by aura, she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I could tell by aura, she want a shot call.
Dipping in the lap, slow. Three in the back, two if you fat. Pimping is a fact. Fresh up out the street, hop, jump to the top. I be French Montana from the block. Went solo on that, solo on the app. Old white navy blue polo with the hat. I go round, like a thunder dragon. From the South Bronx, home of the original clappers. Just another case, digging in the crates. Empty out the two, they was filling them with hate. Living life fast, gets mines on the speedboat. Smokes, like Sliga.
Shorty got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met the backstage at the stage at the concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game was awesome. Tell by aura, she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I could tell by aura, she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I could tell by aura, she want a shot call.
Back on the scene, crispy and clean. LV logo, even on the chain. Don't be funny style with the funky, funky child. I do a Frenchy style, I let the money pal. She ain't wanna talk till she seen the top out. Call me Pimp Homicide, let her jump out. Feel the texture, Rumble on Webster. Stand on my own, not who I stand next to. Can I hit it in the morning? For sure, I be pimping like a pound on the dab. Now when the money hit the floor, pick it up, fresh you up,
fresh. Shorty got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met the backstage at the stage at the concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game was awesome. Tell by aura, she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I could tell by aura, she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I could tell by aura, she want a shot call. Shorty got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met the backstage at the stage at the concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game was awesome. Tell by aura, she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I could tell by aura, she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I could tell by aura, she want a shot call.
Hey, when I give these keys, homeboy, don't move my car, man. I'm right in the front, you dig? Don't move my man. Ho, baby, what's your name?
Go, girl, it's your birthday. Overwhelmed, I know you're thirsty. Say,
till I walk inside the doorway. Bottles of that rosé, smiling like Dolce and Gabbana. Shout out to you, the baddest, and to meet you is an honor. La mama, I got a table waiting. What you think about a convo? And if you like it, baby, we can take it to the condo. And if you like the condo, we can move the party to the bedroom. I'ma beat your body like a Congo. Since we in the club
for now,
might as well get another round. I know this ain't nothing in your cup, so get here, baby, let me fill it up.
Go, girl. It's your birthday.
Overwhelmed,
I know you're thirsty.
Say I. And we don't buy no drinks at the bar. Pop champagne, cause we got that dough.
window, let me hear you say ah. You want me say ah. Try to dance like a video vixen. Said a man be on that pimpin'. Will I retire from the bull like Pippin? Tryna get you home or would you be Mart Simpson? Whip out front, we can leave like pronto. Maple leaf dash got you feeling like Toronto. Make your body rise like you're puffin' on a joint though. Girl, that's only if you want dough.
You ready?
But since we in the club for now, might as well get another round. I know this ain't nothing in your cup, so get here, baby, let me fill it up.
Go girl, it's your birthday.
Thursday, say ah, say ah. And we don't buy no drinks at the bar. We pop champagne cause we got that dough. Let me hear you say ah.
It's low soda.
You want me say
might be too drunk to low soda.
I make him say ah, just like I'm your doctor. All I prescribe is cranberry and vodka. Then I'm trying to kick it, play a little soccer, and bust a couple off. Block out. The Henny in your system. You start drunk texting and suddenly you miss him or even want to diss him. Then you call your girl like, what the you gave me? She like, don't blame me. You better do like Jamie. And blame it on the liquor. He works every time. Patron, you my know it's somebody's birthday. Well, where you? And I know you're thirsty, but don't know where your glass at.
Go, girl, girl,
say
it's your birthday.
You pop champagne cause we got
no
that
hands,
dough.
Baby.
Let me hear you say ah. If you want me say ah.
It just makes it easier.
Good morning, everybody. This is Hawk Radio introducing you Round the World with me, Alexis Thompson.
I'm Mara.
One.
So, no one heard a damn word they just said because their audio is
Oh,
so
yeah.
Low.
This is what I said. Turn mine all the way up.
So, turn off your mic.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Hawk Radio. My name is Alexis Thompson and part of Round the World. Joining me today is...
I'm Mara.
Is this one?
I'm Ira.
And we are Round the World, where we will talk about lifestyle and culture.
This is a test for Hawk Radio. Hi, this is Round the World. I'm here with Alexis Thompson.
Hello.
Mora.
I'm Mora. Hey, guys.
Juan.
Hello, Juan.
And Ira.
I'm Ira. Thanks for tuning in.
Talking to your mic.
Hello.
Talking to it.
Hello.
Talking into it.
Hello.
You like kid? Different ways of saying hello. Say it again.
Hi.
Good enough. Just watch yourself. Mm-hmm. Morris, you do.
Check 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Check, 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 check. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2.
Speak how you normally would.
Okay, hello guys. My name is Mora, and this is Round the World.
Okay, you're just gonna peek every now and then, which is fine.
Check, hello. Hello, 1, 2, check, check. Hello, this is Swan. Check, 1, 2, check. Welcome in, guys. Welcome in, welcome in. Good morning. It's a cold morning. Hello, hello.
Hi guys, I'm really excited about speaking on my topic today. The inauguration was yesterday. I did a
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Tuning Into Hawk TV. My name is Alexis Thompson.
Hey, guys. I'm Maura.
This is Swan.
I'm your host, Ira.
And we are Round the World.
Round the World.
You're a host, but you're not the lead host right now.
I didn't say I was the lead. I was just saying
Today, we will be talking about tipping culture, and it will be hosted by Maura.
All right. Hey, guys. How are you guys doing tonight? Today? Okay, so today I'm going to be talking about tipping culture. So. Oh. All right. So. You guys should be familiar with tipping, right? Like we always do in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Like 18% to 25%. So normally in America, we always do the tipping culture, right?
18%.
Wait, 18%, right? 80% to 25%, right?
Like, I thought I was only tip 10%.
No way. Okay, that's...
I didn't know about tipping culture, though, so I'm just new like everybody listening.
Oh, wow.
I did not know that this was a problem. And the biggest thing for me is the pay of how much people who get tipped. So we got a whole big problem and issue in the world that people think we can live off $12 an hour. Mm-hmm. So that right there is disrespectful too. Is people making $12 an hour still?
Yeah, but thing is, in America, it's usually 18 to 25% in systematic. Thing
correct.
Like
it
toast
is.
Thing, you know?
It says that's yeah. what it says.
And in America, the bigger the amount is, the better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every other countries too. In mm-hmm. Croatia, in Greece, and in Vietnam, they typically tip 5% to 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas us in America, we do 18 to 25%.
Right. Now you also have to consider the cultures that kind of are adding to the United States. Mm-hmm. For instance, from my point of view, I'm Latino.
Mm-hmm.
In our countries, the tip culture
is it relevant?
It's not relevant.
Oh,
like I would say maybe 0.5% of the people give tips, and the rest and
so it's optional.
It is very optional.
It's not mandatory.
Half of people give in the restaurants. Everybody is willing to. Hey, yeah, I'm gonna give you 20%, 25%. No, they're like, no, I don't like. I didn't like your service. I'm not doing nothing, man.
People can't afford it.
I know. Especially in our country.
How you gonna get gratitude of 18%? What if I only came in just to eat some fries and a drink?
Yeah.
And that's all I got.
But then, in contrast, in Japan, tipping culture, it's considered disrespectful.
What's the root of the tipping culture, though? If you think back, okay, this is what it comes back to, like what we're really like focusing on for our show, is that I want people to put light on the why is that mm-hmm. why is it actually a problem? What did tipping come from? Like, if you just go back as far as like the United States of America, how it was formed and how they were very disrespected being very disrespectful as far as paying people, so. When they tip you extra 5 cents or a quarter for shining someone's shoe or something, like they mm-hmm. weren't giving out pennies for that. And that's like, you're shining someone's shoe. That is way more deserving of a penny or a quarter. So, like,
okay. So I have the answer to that.
Correct.
So.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to our show, Around the World. How do you start? How do you start one more time? My name.
Your name is on screen.
Good morning, guys. My name is Juan, and I'm going to be your host for this morning. We're going to directly to our show, Around the World. Okay, right here, we're on our first segment with...
Hey, guys. I'm Maura.
Hello, I'm Alexis.
And I'm your host, Ira.
And we are...
Around the world.
Yes.
Are we learning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then every now and then say, this is just a test. We're just learning. We're in our training session. So people, if they're tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And are you learning? So yes. I need your help to take over for Sam. You can. Okay, good. And we're rotating, right?
Yep.
Okay, we got to until, when you go to class, that's when the next group's going to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Righty, guys. We're going to speak about some interesting topics.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're, as she already said, we're kind of learning, but I hope you're tuning in, kind of listening to what we have for this morning. And we're going to have more in our first segment. We're going to talk about the tip culture in America versus other countries. So I think this is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And one more time, we're talking about the culture, and the culture matters for the tipping.
Yep.
Like, depends on the country you come in. You know, it's going to affect the tipping.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
what do you think, Maura? Give us your point of view on it. Like, describe, break down to us, like. What are some facts out there that is good or bad about tipping? Like, just, you know, run it down real quick. You don't have to, you know, be perfect on it, but just give us some, and then we'll, you know.
So we're continuing about the Japan.
Mm-hmm.
They consider tipping as disrespectful. So
mm-hmm.
what I found on an article, it's from interactnetwork.com. So in Japan, when we pay, it's considered that we also will be expecting for the great service, right? So
correct.
When we pay, it comes with great service.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in here, if we want great service, we're going to have to pay a larger amount of tips.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we do great service, the better service we do, the bigger tip we're going
like,
to get,
have
right?
Have you ever had like cold french fries served to you? Like, because they don't...
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about, I'm at I was. I don't care. Like, I ain't trying to start no trouble. But like, I went to like, I can't even remember the name of the place, Duffy's,
mm-hmm.
and they gave me some like cold French fries. And I'm like, all I ordered was French fries. I usually tip you a couple of dollars, so even if I don't tip, it costs $5,
mm-hmm.
and then I give you three. Yeah. I gave you over 50% of what I spent. Don't tell me like, because I gave you a dollar this time.
But now comes the question.
It's 20% of $5.
It is
like,
right.
Come
it is
on
right.
now. Like, just take your dollar. Don't give me cold french fries no more.
Oh, yeah.
But one question regarding that. Now, do you tip because of the service they give you, or do you tip because of the food?
Oh, exactly.
That's
the difference.
Have some crazy stuff happen at restaurants.
If you don't like
man.
The food, I mean, that's...
People are very disrespectful if they're not getting paid.
Yeah, I mean, but if you don't like the service, that's something else,
exactly.
right?
Yeah,
you know.
And cut it. Turn off all the mics. Nope, yellow.
Good morning, everyone. How y'all doing out there today? I am your host, Ira Bush, and I'm bringing you guys around the world show from Hawk Radio. We're coming out from Temple, Florida. That's where our school is located, and I appreciate everybody coming out to listen. Today, what we're going to be discussing, we got some great hosts. You know, I got some great group of people that I'm working with. The first person will be, I'm going to let her introduce herself. And, you know, and the other two people here. So, yeah.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm Maura.
Hello. My name is Alexis.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Juan.
All right. That's my group. That's my team. We're going to bring y'all some very fire segments and topics we're going to be discussing. Culture and lifestyle. And I'm very, like, just to give y'all the rundown, I really think that when you guys tune into us, you're gonna learn a lot. We're gonna put a lot of passion and drive behind what we bring to you as far as topics. And yeah, that's pretty much it. The first one we're gonna go right into it. We're gonna talk to Maura, and she's gonna just go into like the tipping culture and what's kind of what, you know, the difference from country to country, state to state, city to city. And she's going to give you a whole bunch of information and some facts about it. And then we're going to kind of run down on our opinions of it. So yeah, we're going to go right into it, Maura. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, guys. Good morning. Hi. Back again to the tip culture. So, like we discussed, we tip for the great service, right? Mm-hmm. Not for the food.
Not for the food.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, so in Japan, when we pay, we're going to expect the great service. It comes with it. So for people in Japan, they think that they will do great service regardless of the tips. So if you tip them, it's gonna give the impression of, oh, you're not going to do your job right if I don't tip you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how it is in Japan. That's why people in Japan thinks that tipping culture is disrespectful, because they're going to think that the tip will determine their performance.
Right. Alexis, what kind of, give us a story, like when you like was like, you know, you tipped too much or you tipped too little and you like had an incident. Give us something, like what happened?
Well, with how I grew up, specifically with my dad, when it comes to spaces like this, I don't, the way that you guys said it makes it sound like some people tip before the food's out. Typically, you like tip at the end, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. So when it comes to that, like, you know, like recognizing great service, like, of course, I'll give them a tip. And typically, I usually tip regardless, simply because I know that the minimum wage is bad. Yeah. So it's like, you know, if I have the money to give, then I will. But the only time I ever remembered, like, real bad service was in a McDonald's drive-through with my dad.
And what happened?
Okay, it was crazy, actually, because I came from work, and, you know, mom, dad, my sister were all in, like, the car. My sister wants McDonald's. I don't want anything, but, you know. And so,
no one tips at McDonald's, though.
Oh, man.
Listen.
Come on.
McDonald's get tried.
Just know that we went through,
$13,
like,
and I'll get no tip.
Went through, like, the drive-through. And nobody was showing up.
Oh, wow.
You know, like on the little radio, like mic thing. Mm-hmm. No one was showing up. But then we'd see like the line move. So people were being served. Right. Wow. No one was like coming to help us. And he got, I'm not going to lie, he was acting like a little bit of a Karen.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, God, Dad, please don't. Dad, don't do it.
Oh, that means classic. Hey, what about, like, you?
Did they even give you the option to tip them?
No, that's what I'm saying. But look, let me tell y'all something. Like, my first job, I worked at Boston Market. So, like, I'm like, man, I had the coolest manager. I swear this lady was so nice to me. So, long story short, Christmas comes around, and we're not supposed to do tips or whatever. But, like, a couple of days before, like, during that month of Christmas before and Thanksgiving, like, I was like, man, I should put a tip jar out. And I was only getting $8 an hour at the time, mind you.
$8?
$8.
What were you doing for $8 an hour?
I was
okay, but what year was it?
This was 2008. Like,
Oh, that's okay, fair.
It makes sense. It makes
sense. So, like, okay. Yeah, for sure, for sure. See, I told y'all I was going to get y'all what that time, because $8 an hour ain't nothing. So I'm making $8 an hour. This is my first job, though. It's my first job. So at the time, the minimum wage was only $7.25 in America and Florida. I'm not playing around.
Oh, wow.
So that tells y'all what kind of, like, space we in with the wages. Like, that was 2008. Come on now. $8. So what I'm going to do with $8? But, so I get there. They would give me $20, like $20, $40. I made like $100 in a day in like 20 minutes. I was like, oh, I got to share this with the chef, the next server next to me. But it was my idea, so I did get the bigger pot. But that was like an experience of like getting tipped. But I always did good service. Like, I always used to get the people to do the surveys. Yeah. I worked at several restaurants. So, like, I didn't be in a position to get tipped, but I got tipped. I got compliments. Service is like the want to. Like, anything you do, you got to want to do it. So, and like, yeah, it's all about all about that mindset of taking your job for serious. But, yeah. That's my part to be the practice host.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, so what's this button that you just pressed?
So that's the live.
This is when you turn it on.
This is
yeah.
Live, so, and this is what?
If these are all on,
then we can all talk.
We could, so everybody could talk.
Hello, hello? Oh my God!
We could all hear each other. Yeah. We could all hear each other on the mics.
You hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
All right. I don't like my voice.
I'm not tech savvy, so this is so weird. But I don't know.
Yeah, I've done this. Nice. I've done this before.
This is fun, guys. I like this.
Can we talk like this for a second?
No. We don't hear you. We hear you, but very, very little.
Can we talk like this for a second?
I'm just gonna be talking on the. Hold on.
No.
Let me just raise this really so like that. Can we hear each other a lot better.
You guys
now.
Also have to make sure you guys are talking into.
If you don't talk into the mic,
right,
you can't.
Part of the mic.
Like, right.
Hang on.
If I'm doing this, you can't hear me. But like, you could hear me.
So this is a corduroy mic. So it only show. It comes in audio through. If you look here, it comes in through the top here.
So kind of like from the side.
Yeah. So you kind of have to. Yeah.
I mean, I literally just talk like this. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this?
There's a certain point. That
like this?
In. Yeah, it goes in.
Oh, wow. That was good.
Yeah, that was a sweet spot right there.
I gotta. I feel like mine is like. Can you hear
hold
me?
On. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
All right.
So this is. It should be in the front like that, or like this. I think this. It doesn't matter.
So
as long as you could be heard, that's all that matters. I would literally. I'm pretty sure you could just tighten it, and I think.
About to say hello.
There you go. If you want to tighten it, you could just twist these and you tighten it.
Yeah, that's great.
Hello.
See how mine isn't moving anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Because I tightened it.
There we go.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Nope.
Let's go.
All right.
All right. Period.
Stop.
All right. So, Air One is literally like whenever we leave the room. We're gonna play this and then it's.
Right now, we've got it right now.
Oh, is that the dog?
Get up right now.
I get where.
That's cool.
Actually, that's not this, but that's like.
Our music we pick?
No, that's. Oh. That's just what's the music that's constantly like.
On our radio.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
it
just.
It plays in the. We have to have. It's kind of bad if you have like just deadpan audio and just talking. So you have like a little bit of a backtrack. Going on, that'll
no
be the backtrack.
Way.
This
yeah
plays all.
Oh, I gotta write that down.
This yeah plays the whole time. So whenever we're done that's with cool this,
mm-hmm,
usually we turn this on, and then we have the music playing until like the next person comes in, and then we turn this off, and then we start our stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's that. We don't really use CD or the CD ones because like.
What a CD for
you put a CD in right here. There's like the CD stuff right here. You just put in a CD and then you would turn it up based on like how loud you want that song to be or to play. The internet one, this is the one that connects to the phone.
Okay.
That's this cable right here.
Yeah. I'll bring the adapter next week. Okay. And that way. Matter of fact,
there used to be an adapter, but somebody took it, so it's not here anymore.
Yeah.
But
so did we just
with the adapter,
yeah, I was about to say, everyone can. Why don't you guys send me the name of the song that you guys want to play? And as long as it's on Spotify, I can play it.
Or
Apple
I could
music
too if it's
yes
on Apple Music.
Yep. Can I do Arabic music?
Yeah.
If it's
as long as you're not, as long as it's not on the list, you're good.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, so this is, we just need an adapter for this, and we'll mm-hmm just do the same thing with the internet cord. We just
by
turn it on, and then we turn it up.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Oh, wait, what's that?
Lo-fi.
That, this
that's
is the internet.
Playing.
This is the internet cord.
Wait.
Is this one?
To the phone?
Wait, this one's the phone one. The one that says phone.
Oh,
wait,
phone.
No.
Okay.
Hold on.
Let me take
a
look.
Okay. So this phone.
Is it aux cord? I can tell you which one it is.
The
turn it
phone.
On. Turn it on.
Turn it on. Push it up.
I think it's just the world one.
It's the internet one. Turn it on again. Nope. I can't hear it anymore.
Is it the phone
I'm
one? Turn the phone one up.
No, what is this one?
It's the literal phone. Yeah.
Okay, I'm so confused.
Yeah, like this is the phone one. These, I have no idea what these are.
Is so anybody gonna talk on the phone or?
But like, hold on.
We can test it real quick. I'm pulling my computer.
Here, okay. Here's how we're gonna figure this out. So this.
No.
So you hear that? Yeah. You hear that? That's the internet. That's this. Really? So whenever we're listening.
So we can use music from that. We don't even have to.
Yeah, we don't even have
problem
to.
Is ads.
But the thing is, we could literally just like
skip it beforehand.
Literally just skip it beforehand and put it.
You can log into your Spotify account on there.
Oh, yeah,
you could do that
player.
Too.
The web player. Yeah, that would work.
Or I have Pandora Premium.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But anyways, as I was saying, this is the internet one.
Is this the world one then?
That's the world one, cause that's.
So
yeah, you could just connect that one to your phone.
When you press the yellow, it's working?
It's off.
It's off?
When it's off, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's why the our mics
yeah,
right
yeah,
now
I,
are red.
I said on.
Yeah.
So when you press this?
It's on.
And
okay.
Now it's on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just you don't hear anything from the world check because it's not plugged
in. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so does everybody
what's
know?
What's the phone for?
So if people
you,
call in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we could have people
I'm
call in.
I'm doing an internship this semester, and I'm doing a radio show, and I want people to call me.
There you go. Yeah. Can I say some stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Just some things. These mics, these are usually kind of the typical podcast mics that you use. It's called a condenser mic. Okay. Basically, it uses a condenser. It uses a little circle thing inside the thing, and it condenses your voice to broadcast it mm-hmm. through the thing. It's typically what you use when you do a podcast. This specific one is called a coiloid mic, and that is the different types of mic are just where you can hear the audio from. For instance, a stage mic, right? I can't remember the name of it, but it has its own name. But you can talk into it from any angle from the top, right? And it'll work. These mics, you can only... If I... Oh!
Yeah, it's
these are dual Kool-Aid mics.
That's
so I'm just going to call them Kool-Aid mics from now on. These are double Kool-Aid mics. So basically, you can hear from both sides. The mic is on the front and the back. But if I talk... in a little bit of the middle here, you can hear that it's much quieter than if I talk somewhere like here, right?
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's just Narita
up here,
is
up
coming.
Here it sounds muffled.
Just
up
so
here.
Y'all know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But talking down.
You guys smell so good in here.
You said that when you came.
I know. I said it smells good. I like it. I like it when it smells good. Okay, so you're going to show them and then you're going to rotate, right?
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to get... them to rotate by what time is it now?
11.
Okay, 11:30. Because I'll have the next group come in at like 11:35, 11:40 maybe. So we need to make sure that each of them.
And what are we doing after?
You're going to come meet with me in my office because I'm
okay.
going to talk to you about what's next. But just for don't just use your material now to practice.
Mm-hmm.
But I need you to really do learn as much as you can with the board right now.
Yeah.
Running the board and make sure everyone gets a chance to run to drive. Thanks, Zoe.
Thanks, Zoe.
Yeah.
Thank you, Zoe.
Does everybody know what each one does?
What those? Air one, air two.
You don't have to worry about air two. When I was learning this, we didn't even worry about any of these three.
I'm curious.
It's okay. Like pretty much the same thing as Air One. I'm pretty sure it's another backtrack.
It's a backtrack again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never used them, but...
It's probably just a differently loaded backtrack.
Yeah, probably because... But we always use the... we always just use Air One. That's... If you ever take... When I was taking the internship with Tom, he said...
Yes.
He showed me to just... Whenever you're done, put up Air One and you're done. Like,
I would
just do the first one. Or, like, whenever I was doing this with my friend, we would put them all up and we'll be talking. And then whenever we're done, put them back down and then play our music. I would always use my phone, so I would use the world one. But like whenever the thing went missing, I started using the internet one, and then I just searched up the stuff on YouTube and just did it beforehand.
This sound,
just tighten it a little bit more.
Gonna hear it?
Yeah, all that's the next thing I kind of wanted to talk about is kind of like mic etiquette. The biggest thing when you're recording, do not
touch anything.
The table.
Don't touch. Oh, the table?
Do not touch anything on the table.
Okay.
Anything that you make on the table makes
Oh, so like have your notes set out already?